This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. US President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. In his order, Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. Trump accused the WHO of being biased towards China and how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the country's space economy has grown to $8 billion and is projected to touch $44 billion in the next decade. In an interview with the TV channel, Dr. Singh said that milestones like the indigenous Gaganyaan mission, the upcoming Chandrayaan 4 mission in 2027, Sukrayaan mission in 2028 and the Indian Space Station in 2030 showcase the country's robust trajectory. The minister also lauded startups and foreign direct investment for fueling innovation. Maharashtra has signed multiple MOUs worth 38,750 crore rupees at the ongoing World Economic Forum in Davos in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. The maiden MOU signed between the Government of Maharashtra and Kalyani Group covers the defense, steel and electric vehicle sectors. This agreement is expected to attract an investment of 5,250 crore rupees and generate 4,000 jobs in Gadchiroli. The second MOU worth 16,500 crore rupees was signed between the Government of Maharashtra and the Reliance Infrastructure Limited in the defense sector and is expected to create 2,450 job opportunities. The third MOU signed with Balisaur Alloys Limited is worth 17,000 crore rupees and focuses on the steel and metals industry and will create 3,200 jobs. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, along with Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary, inaugurated the India Pavilion at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Talking to media, Mr. Paswan said he is looking forward for good collaborations globally, adding that the Narendra Modi government wants India to become a global food basket.
Respecting the federal structure, we have been able to manage providing international investors that ease of business, those easy clearances. And I think that is one of the reasons why we see a major investment coming into the sector. I think this is one platform where globally the countries come and they represent. But I think India as a unit, we all are representing India and Indians very strongly here. We are voicing ourselves, our issues, our concerns, our thought process, our vision. So yes, India has been represented beautifully.
The government has said that over 4 crore Sukanya Samriddhi accounts have been opened across the country. The scheme was launched on the 22nd of January 2015 as part of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao campaign. This scheme allows parents to open a Sukanya Samriddhi account for girls at any post office or designated commercial bank branch, starting with a minimum initial deposit of 250 rupees. According to the Finance Ministry, the scheme is currently offering an interest rate of 8.2% per annum. To curb grey market trading, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, is planning to bring in a system where investors can sell shares as soon as they're allotted in an initial public offering. Addressing an event organized by the Association of Investment Bankers of India in Mumbai today, SEBI chairperson Ms. Madhavi Puri Butch said if investors wish to sell the shares immediately post-allotment or pre-listing, it is better to give them that opportunity in a properly organized and regulated way. Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan was discharged from Mumbai's Lilavati Hospital this evening and reached home amid heavy security. The actor had suffered multiple injuries after being stabbed in his home on the 16th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.